There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, which means we're blessed to have you, our fine listeners, whether you're tuned into 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, home of Todd the Radio God Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. That's why it's legendary.
No, it's... No, one does not have anything to do with the other. There you go. That's why it's legendary.
K-Fire Cafe. And
I came along after the whole legendary.
All those good folks, yes. Right there. Anyway, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, and the Red River Valley. AM 1090 KTGO, booming to northwest North Dakota from the oil capital of that great state. We'll broadcast Thursday on this program. And then don't forget our friends at KLTC and Dickinson. On the western edge, right there. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, we appreciate you. Put us in your speed dial, so just a touch of the button, you can give our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline a ring. And I am dreaming of all the Cloverdale bacon and sausage I'm going to find at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion on Friday. We'll be broadcasting live. It goes all weekend long through Labor Day. It is so much fun. And by the way, we have tickets for you today when you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. At 800-228-0550, and I just got an email from our front desk. They said, Myron called, and he'd like 16 Thresher tickets, but he was too busy to call the show. You know,
wait,
Myron, we know, you got to do what you got to do, but how can you be too busy to call us? Are we, you know, man. So we're going
to
take care of
too busy to give away the tickets to you then.
Nah, I mean, we'll take care of mine. That's okay. Too busy to call the show, but I want my free
generous tickets
anyway.
Holy cow. I know. Since when do you get to do win a radio contest by saying you're too busy to play a radio contest? When did that start?
I don't know. But Myron, here's the deal. From this point forward, only the folks who call and actually come on the air get the tickets. Okay?
There you
to
go.
The Steam Threshers reunion. And you tell us how many you need, how many buddies you're bringing or family members. We'll take care of you, okay? So anyway, Tioga Thursday and Rolog, Minnesota Friday for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. I just like saying Steam Threshers myself.
I like that word, threshers.
I love the sound of those things. They're great fun.
Maybe that
anyway,
should be the U&D nickname.
Yeah. Don't start now. Last hour. Don't start. But you did hear Carl Gehring, the committee chair, say this isn't going anywhere. There are different avenues being pursued. There was a few things I heard in Carl's comments there that this is not over with. And I don't think it can be. Quite honestly, even if you're in the move-on crowd, you want this done right, right? And I'm in the move-on crowd. I don't think Fighting Sioux's coming back. It's not happening.
Are you going to lay down on the ground before the Ralph there and get your
move-on
crowd thing on? And
pull
stuff?
The Minnesota State Fair. I better call George Soros and find out how to do a real show. Anyway, let's get on with the next hour of the program. And by the way, again, all hour, if you have questions or comments, when you call, just let Manny know how many Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion tickets you need, and we'll mail them out today. We just need to do that today. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can also text Todd, and you can text and get tickets, too, if you'd like, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. And we are pleased to welcome to the program Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council this year. Ron, welcome back. How are you?
Scott, I'm doing great this morning. I'm a little backseat quarterbacking with that Bison game on Saturday, and I'm jealous that you were there. What a football game.
It was a great game, and you're not alone in doing that, Monday morning quarterbacking or whatever we call it, because actually on both sides of the ball, right, there were, you know, the first half, it's like the Montana coach, what are you thinking on a couple of those calls? And then the clock management, at least late in the game, had a few Bison fans kind of scratching their head, although that's not happened for a long time, so I think that's saying something, right?
I think it does, and that defense will learn, but I think we're all used to that offensive line just putting in our high gear and finishing that game up in the last minutes, but we'll be fine. But those are tough ones. It's almost like a national championship intensity watching at home on TV, by the way.
Exactly. Manny, we're going to need to switch Ron's connection again. I know this happened last time. I don't know what it is, but your desk phone doesn't like our processing or something, because we have you cutting out, and I think we switched you back to a cell. So, Manny, if you do that, just talk to Ron and do that during the break here, that would be hunky-dory. And meanwhile, I will talk to a couple of these callers about their questions after I tell you about our friends at another very important energy resource to North Dakota, and that's coal. And a website called SecureEnergyFuture.org. This is a website from the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, and it's something extraordinarily important to our state and our nation's future, because what the folks in the coal world want, they simply are saying, look, coal needs to be part of the mix, all of the above energy solution, right? And that's not asking much. And what we need to do, when you look at, for instance, this EPA rule on the clean energy, clean power plant bill, is a prime example. It is we need to engage and push back against the EPA. And there's ways to do that. In fact, when you go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, you get a chance to actually tell your members of Congress what you think about this after you get the facts. So check it out, Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Online at SecureEnergyFuture.org, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, on the program. We got Ron back now? Anybody? Bueller? Ron, can you hear me now?
Scotty, I got you.
All right, perfect. We'll give this a try. All right, so Ron Ness back with us on the program. Ron, I want to start, before we get to some callers here, and you're certainly welcome, folks, to ask Ron anything at 800-228-0550. A great resource, and, you know, obviously you can't open any newspaper, watch any newscast, and not see people talking about the price of oil and the impacts of that and what's happening not only here in North Dakota, but this is a global issue, and probably nobody more well-versed in North Dakota to answer the questions about all of these issues in Ron. So if you do have a question or comment, certainly welcome those today. I want to talk a little bit about flaring. And I mentioned this last hour that I wanted to chat a little bit about it. But first of all, go back to when this first became a major, major issue. I mean, the New York Times is screaming about it. Everybody's screaming about it. You got to fix the flaring problem. How are we doing? Talk about the progress on flaring.
Scott, if we go back a year ago, we were flaring about 36% of the natural gas in North Dakota. Of course, that natural gas, as we've learned really since 2007, 2008, was a liquid-rich natural gas, very unique and very, very high in those liquids, which requires a lot of extensive processing in order to find those markets. And we have since spent about $11 billion let's reframe that. $11 billion has been spent on natural gas essentially infrastructure since 2007, and most of that since 2009, when we really figured out what we had going on in the Bakken in terms of the gas resource. So the governor came to industry and basically said, you have to fix this, and kudos to him. And we knew that, but it's an issue of, you've got your producers, you've got your midstream operators, and your pipeliners. So it's kind of two different industries. Really brought those industries together and said, okay, fix this, because it's a very competitive market out there. But when the government does that, you can begin to really narrow in on the focus of capturing more of that gas. We came forth with a gas capture plan a year ago in October or November. The commission adopted a similar target, so that they moved them all up earlier. They made them, you know, some changes to them, some significant changes to them. They set a 74% capture target, meaning, you know, you're going to ratchet this down over a period of years. Currently we are at 77% capture target. The industry has exceeded these capture targets substantially. Now, the next big jump is January 1 up to 85%. So that means we will have taken that 36% flaring down to 15% in a very short period of time. And I think that despite what's happened with the commodity price dropping 60%, essentially changing all of the dynamics of where those rigs were, what we expected a year ago, and producing 20% more gas. You've got industrial commission rules on crude oil monitoring, which was the crude by rail thing, which added more gas into the system. In addition, you moved those rigs into a more productive part of the Bakken, which produced more gas. So those processors, again, had to kind of reset the way their rigs operate. We've had a lot of challenges with easements out there, as you know, both really all levels of the federal government issues getting across a piece of tribal land at one point. We have assessed over the last several months through study that we are going to not been able to achieve that 85% goal on January 1. In addition, January has proven to be a bad time to set these targets because everything stops and it's very hard to bring up these plants in January, as we saw with the MDU refinery as well.
Sure. Hold that thought if you would, Ron. We'll hang on one sec. We're up against the break. Mike out in the Bakken has a question, too. We're going to get to all of you. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, more with Ron Ness after a timeout.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Big Flavor Hotline in a moment here. Chat with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on the program. Ron joins us a couple Mondays a month to answer your questions and talk about things that are happening in the oil and gas industry. You mentioned the change coming up in January and the target. So the industry now is asking for what in the way of a change or a delay in that?
Scott, what we have asked for is because very little
activity actually gets put in the ground in terms of gas pipeline or getting new plants up in the winter. We've asked for an additional one or two construction seasons in order to meet that target goal of 85% capture.
Got it.
And a very aggressive target, and we knew that, but we felt we could get there. But it does not appear that we're going to be able to get there as an industry. Individual companies may, some may, some others. Kind of depends on where your assets are.
Well, it seems to me that we should have some factor in here that related to price as well, right? Because, you know, I mean, I know that's obviously not in there. And as you say, it was a high bar anyway. But look at the difference when that bar was set to now. I mean, this is where I think we really got to be smart about regulation. Is that, you know, does this make sense in good times and bad, for instance? And, you know, I mean, let's talk about farmers. If you had a 60% drop in crop prices and elevators were full, would we stick it to farmers for storing grain on the ground and losing that value? I mean, they'd be in a very tough situation. That's essentially what we're asking of your industry right now in this environment. So, I don't know, does the Industrial Commission listen to the argument? Does the price thing matter?
Well, Scott, I think certainly everybody across North Dakota understands what all the market economies are going through right now, whether it's agriculture or energy. And on the oil side, we've got many companies that are, you know, quite frankly, in survival mode right now. And nobody a year ago would have anticipated a drop in the price of this level. And let alone we've lost 110 to 120 drilling rigs, and that number is likely to continue to slide further. But the weird thing is it's pushed those areas into a certain area, which puts pressure on your infrastructure in that area from a gas collection standpoint, because that's where your best wells are. So I certainly hope that the Industrial Commission, that they're going to have all the facts. We're going to go back and at their request and provide some additional information. But this is a very significant issue, and we all have the goal of capturing all of that gas possible. And if you've driven across western North Dakota, you know that we've been doing a much better job. It's a bit frustrating at times that we don't get any credit because we've exceeded the targets that have been set. Despite 20% more gas being produced, we've still gotten more of the gas processed and captured. But, you know, now we need some flexibility on the other end of this. And I'm confident they will look at the big picture and understand the significance of giving us more time to meet that goal and doing it right.
Mike in the Bakken at 800-228-0550 for Ron Ness. Go ahead. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
He already answered the question I was going to ask him, but I do have another question for you on immigration, if that's all right.
Yeah, your question for Ron on immigration?
No, for you.
You know what, just to defer to Ron's time, if you just want to give me the question quick, maybe I'll answer it a little bit later in the program.
Okay. I was just wondering why people don't ask, you know, they always ask, it's going to say it's going to cost so much to take the immigration people and get them out of the country. How much is it going to cost for us to keep them here?
Yeah, that should be part of the equation for sure, shouldn't it?
All right. I've never heard that asked yet. So.
Right, and Ron answered your question. You said.
Yeah, he already the question I was going to ask about the gas. He already answered that. So.
All right, Mike. Appreciate the call. Others welcome as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Just to finish on the flaring, where are we at with that? When will the decision be made?
Scott, the Industrial Commission will meet again. I believe it's September 17th. And we asked for a decision on this relatively quickly because these companies are all now doing their budgets for 2016. And, of course, we've had a number of companies that have been curtailed already because of those goals this past year. And they're going to need to know what that expectation is of them in order to make their budgets going forward for the next year. And I think the big thing is that the majority of this infrastructure, despite the prices, we're still going to spend $2 billion on natural gas infrastructure going forward. So nobody is stopping here. We are laser focused on that goal. But yet there are significant market changes. There are significant things that have been thrown on top of what came down when this goal was set. In addition, you know, you let's all not forget the crude oil condition rule, which at that time the commission said will make it harder to achieve these goals. And they did that on April 1st. So things change, and I agree with you that, you know, we have to look at the big picture here. The goal is to get that gas, and whether it's we've gotten more gas captured than what was expected up to this point, but it's going to take us longer to reach that ultimate goal.
Yeah, I mean, look, when we're already seeing, you know, threats to the level of production happening as a result of price, right, then to put more things in place that ultimately would put pressure to have less production, we don't want that, right? I mean, that's less for everybody. That's less for the state of North Dakota and a whole host of other folks as well. And that's ultimately what would happen if the rules don't change here, right? You're either forced to take it out of the ground or just forced to say we're not going to do anything.
Well, the companies are really put in a box once that happens, because you've got to curtail a tremendous amount of oil to make a minor change in your gas collection, because it's a small part of the stream. So there are pretty significant ramifications for companies not meeting those goals. And the penalties are tough, because what they do is they make you shut in production. So that's a pretty stiff penalty if you're in survival mode as a company.
There was a wild week last week in the markets, and obviously a lot of things going on. Oil did take a pretty unprecedented jump, although we've seen that before and seen it head back the other way. Give me your take on the current price environment.
Well, we certainly saw, you know, August was a tough month, and I think it was hopefully not more of that to come in September and October and November, which are always tough market months. But we did see an increase at the end of the week, which I think was somewhat helpful. But we're going to continue to see companies really, you know, cut down on their expenses and their costs. And I think there are substantially more changes coming. We're in a big fight here. We're in a world battle over energy right now. And this flaring thing is one of those issues. Or if you continue to cut back on the domestic producer by tightening up on the rules, and you know, where are we at with OPEC? Where are we at with these other nations? That's the battle we're in today. How are we going to survive as shale producers in the U.S. versus the rest of the world? Because that's really the question. Who's going to flinch first? And so far, I think we have surprised OPEC and the other world nations in the terms of our ability to continue to produce and lower our costs and become more efficient. But it's reaching a point here where, as a company, can you afford to continue to invest on the exploration side?
And no, so really want a lot of investors are hold tight if you would, Ron. Greg, we'll get to you next. Coming up, more with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on the program we call What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 on the Big Flavor. Cloverdale Hotline.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your affairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Monday edition of the program. Get to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. You can always email, by the way, as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hey, my friends at Polar Service Center wanted me to tell you about some new services they're offering now. Truck maintenance and repair. That's right. You know, the Polar Service Center guys are the ones with the Polar Tank Trailer maintenance facility in Kildare and Billings, Montana. And they've added now, in addition to all the things they've been doing in the way of tank trailer repair, truck repair as well. Good. So they still do the tank wash, still do the tank work and all of that, but they're also going to be doing truck maintenance and truck repair. Everything from, you know, brake jobs to suspension jobs, engine jobs, clutch jobs, the whole works. And they have a fleet maintenance shop now, so they can take care of anything you need for fleet trucks as well and have more technicians. So there you go. Stop and see them. Up north on the hill, Highway 22 Kildare, off exit I-90. In Billings, exit 452 or 455, they're on the north side of I-90 in Billings. And tell them Scott sent you. $100 off a tank wash if you walk in there and say, Scott sent me. Okay, so let's get to the phones here. I mentioned before the break, Greg had a question for Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Ron, I got a question for you. Why is it that they're having so much trouble beating this goal of this natural gas, capping it off? Why do they keep the wells flaring? And why are they drilling more wells so they can keep flaring? That's just an issue that, you know, the oil companies are trying to avoid. Shut the well down until they get it, a capture plant set up, and then turn it on and have at it. I'll just wait for your response. I'll listen on the radio.
You just shut the well down, and then you wait for these pipelines to come get the gas. Well, the reality is that you don't just shut in these Bakken wells without any ramifications. There are, these are huge pressurized reservoirs that need to continue to produce that gas and that oil, of course. And the reality is that this is an oil play, and that oil, you've got commitments on your barrels of oil. In addition, think of the thousands of people that are employed out there today that are servicing those wells, that are hauling that oil, that are making those commitments. And from a financial standpoint, you've lost 60% of the value of your oil. You've seen about a 50% reduction in the activity in terms on the exploration side. And I think that's a policy question for all of those people who are benefiting from the Bakken and working in the Bakken and all of the entities that are deriving benefits from the value of the oil production tax revenues back to North Dakota. You cannot just shut this machine down completely. And what we're asking for here is not unreasonable if you essentially just give us another construction season. Those construction seasons are short in North Dakota. We've exceeded those goals up to date. We have had to shut down wells and not drill wells because of these targets being set. But I think that we're on track to meet these targets. Again, we've exceeded, despite many of the challenges and the expectations of more gas possible, we haven't gotten any credit for that. We're asking for more time.
An emailer says, unfortunately, we heard a lot of bragging about production and how much North Dakota was pumping, but what did they think was going to happen with the per barrel price? It certainly wasn't going to remain at $130 or more. Two things there I'd expand on, I guess. One is the bragging about production. I mean, I think that was just stating a fact, and it was a pretty extraordinary thing, but it doesn't take $130 oil to have the level of production we've had, does it?
No, and I don't think any of us want $130 oil, Scott. And, you know, let's not forget when we all pull up to that gas tank and we're paying 80 cents less per gallon and diesel fuel is substantially less now than it has been for probably a decade. That's the technology that we've derived right here in the Bakken. That's the growth of oil production that we've developed here in North Dakota that has led to those lower energy prices. And the fact is that the world now, because of our technology, has a lot of oil production at a time when our economy is not growing. So, yes, it's a commodity business. The market's going to determine. I think that this was probably an $85 to $90 oil play. That's what we had basically learned to live with as we grew this oil play. This is not a bust. I want to make that very clear. We're still operating at a very high level with 1.2 million barrels of oil produced every day, BCF a half gas, lots of activity out there. But on the exploration side, on the drilling of new wells, we are seeing a substantial reduction in activity. That means a lot of people losing their jobs, means a lot of less wealth creation, a lot of different, I think, changes going on across Western North Dakota that, you know, people had staked a lot of investment into this. It's not just oil companies. As you know, everybody that's built something out there that provides services, whether it's a truck wash or a hotel or a restaurant or all those people that have moved here to try and get a better start. We got to figure out how to make this work at a much lower oil price than $90. And I think that I was hoping it was 75. I'm not sure it's going to be 75. It might be 60. So we got to continue to get better at it, reduce those costs. But, you know, things like this come up. And I think flexibility in those regulations, as you discussed, is critical to allow us to move forward and improve this going to the next level of being able to produce this barrel at a lower cost.
You mentioned last time we talked that the original thought was, you know, get down to that, you know, making this viable at 75 and maybe I have, you know, anywhere from 6 to 18 months of pain here. And now with this price staying as low as it has, a lot of others have shifted to number one. The price, as you say, you're going to have to get down there to that $60 range in the weighing of being able to make it work at 60, but a longer time frame, 2 to 4 years. Correct me if I'm wrong, there have not been, you know, massive layoffs that have impacted North Dakota despite a dramatic change in what's happening. Do you anticipate, now that you're talking about a longer time frame and a need to get the cost down still further, more of those layoffs and more of that more obvious pain, for lack of a better term, will be forthcoming yet?
Well, unfortunately, I think there are going to be additional reductions in the rig count. There's going to be, as these companies, you know, some of this oil was hedged a bit. As those hedges come off, it's getting harder and harder for companies. You're going to see more and more, you know, consolidation of the subcontractors. And a lot of those layoffs occur in the terms of contracting out. It takes about 120 companies, separate businesses, to drill a Bakken well. So when you take up the rig count from 190 to now 80, think of those companies that, provide those goods and services. Maybe it was someone making that pad. Maybe it was someone putting up the fence, someone, you know, bringing in the electronics. Those types of services are really the ones that you're seeing being impacted. So all of those people that work for those entities are, being squeezed pretty substantially. And it's a tough time in the service sector, certainly. And but you know, this is part of the business. We ride high when times are good, and when it gets tough, you got to hunker down. You got to survive through it. And, you know, we know that with winter in North Dakota, and it's the length of this that I think is starting to be concerning. There doesn't seem to be a lot of positives out there on the horizon. And you know, so far your friend Gene Grainer, I think, has been pretty much spot on in terms of his expectations of where this market's going to be.
Our friend Gene is right. He is he's often right, and was obviously a resource for the legislature and part of their budgeting as well. I want to talk a little bit about a meeting you have coming up here in September in a few weeks, and it's in Fargo. First of all, the fact that it's in Fargo, I think, speaks volumes, because it's the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, but it was in Grand Forks you know, a few years back, and now Fargo. But a good reminder of how this industry is responsible for jobs in every corner of the state, right?
Well, we are really looking forward to going to Fargo. We're going to have an education session in downtown Fargo. I think that will be well-received, and we're going to talk a lot about technology, which is part of this whole discussion you and I are having today about you got to use technology to get better at what you're doing. You got to use technology to really solve these challenges that we have. We've got a number of great speakers coming in to talk about all of the big topics. As you know, you've helped us land Stephen Moore, and you can probably give a better background on him as one of our keynote speakers, but I'm looking forward to hearing him. He's a former Wall Street Journal reporter and, of course, a Fox News contributor. And his group, what's the name of his group, Scott?
He's at the Heritage Foundation now. He's actually the chief economist for the Heritage Foundation, but has been on the Wall Street Journal editorial board, which is, you know, no small feat. Pretty amazing the work that they do there. I always feel like the smartest guy in the room after you spend 5 minutes with the Wall Street Journal on any given day. Pretty darn good at editorial page. But he still is a contributor there, but has left the full-time duties of the Wall Street Journal to be the number cruncher for Jim DeMint over at the Heritage Foundation. So
I think he's going to be a fantastic speaker, and he's going to be able to give us a little bit about what we're looking at here in terms of the world economy. And certainly he's got great insights into the political activities that we're all going to be watching in 2016. And I think it's great to have somebody from, you know, that's engaged in those types of discussions to come in and speak. So he's going to be kind of one of our highlights of the week.
Yeah, I know. He does a really nice job, really, really great job, and great insight and the overall economy. And it just has an insatiable appetite for what's happening in North Dakota, because he's really of the opinion that North Dakota is one place that works largely because of this energy renaissance, and that if you know, the rest of the country could figure that out, it would certainly make the overall economy a little better. So it should be an interesting tech, should be a lot of fun, and you can still participate. It's obviously coming up at Ramada Plaza Hotel, 21st through the 23rd, and as Ron mentioned, there'll be a Bakken information session, so should be good. Ron, thanks a bunch for the time today. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great week.
You as well. Find out more about the North Dakota Petroleum Council at ndoil.org, by the way, if you're looking for all the details on the annual meeting, taking that in. And also, of course, at northdakotaoilcan.com, northdakotaoilcan.com, which is a great resource. It really is. So check that out. All right. We'll take a quick break. One more segment to go. Last chance to get in on those tickets for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion. With any question or comment on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline when we continue. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder or crunch, 99 cents. Sour punch candy, 59 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or two for $10. And PetroServe USA work gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji. From Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Messed up. I didn't bring my pillow to Montana. So I come home with this massive headache. You ever do this, Todd? You ever just complain about a headache and then don't take anything for it? So I'm like, end of the night, I'm like, oh, this headache's the worst. My wife's like, you take anything?
That's funny. I didn't have my pillow with me and Hank either. Same thing. I woke up with a headache. Now, what is that? Well, I need a couple of spare my pillows in the back of my Buick Enclave to be able to be ready for these things.
I still have a knot in my neck from this dumb thing. So I did temporarily relieve it after I listened to my wife. My wife's always right. Is your wife always right, Todd? It's just amazing. Are they always right?
Yep.
Yeah. So she first said, did you take anything? I said, no, I didn't do it. Well, take something before you complain about it. Yeah, you're right, hon. Sorry. So I did, and you know, it was better. But now it's coming back because it, you know, wore off. So what's the solution? Never leave home without my pillow, ladies and gentlemen. You can't have my pillow, but you can have your own, and the same deal that I got mine. 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow at MyPillow. That's a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Snoring You have a little snoring problem? You won't after you get yourself MyPillow. Helps a bunch. And Mike Lindell told us that. There's a little demonstration about that on the website, MyPillow.com, about how the positioning of that pillow, combined with its design, does the trick. Folks, the most important thing to your health is your sleep. The most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. 60-night money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty that will not go flat. There's no risk in this. Pennies a night, you're going to own that thing a long time. 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Chuck in Bixby, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm technically in Towner County, but it's nice to talk to you from Bixby. First of all, I think you're thinking this UND name way too hard. I'm a NDSU student. I never graduated there, but I generally watch their games except Saturday. And I've seen a couple of UND games. And if Kelly has trouble, why don't we call the UND team the Kelly Girls? I've heard that name before. I bet he'd like that.
Yeah. Here's the deal. You know, I have moved on from the whole idea that they're no longer named the Fighting Sioux. I think it's crazy. I think it's dumb. I think it's academic, you know, political correctness disease. But it is what it is, okay? And so then there's a process that's put up. And, you know, friends of mine were on this committee. One of them, Carl Garen. All right. This guy gives, you know, the guy's an investment advisor. And he's just a loyal alum. So he's on committee after committee, hours after hours of testimony he's getting from alumni and everything else going about it. And the president put him on this committee, the chair of the committee, clearly is window dressing, so he could, you know, then surround him with a bunch of people that were going to do just exactly what he wanted, and then treat him like crap, and treat Dave St. Peter like crap. And my deal is, let the people decide what the name is. The stakeholders of UND, okay? And those, wow, that's alumni, that's athletes, that's donors, let them decide. And what they did was remove the option of North Dakota. The reason they removed it, Chuck, is because they knew it was the most popular one. And so now what they brought is a controversy. So this guy's going to leave town January 15th and drop a big old stink bomb on the University of North Dakota as he exits out of town by this process, having been tainted. That's what upsets me. It's not that the name's going to change or be different.
We don't do a real good job of hiring yet people for the university, apparently. So I don't think they should have anything to do with it. They're just there to make sure it's a good business, meets the requirements.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're there to do, but I think we need to...
Well, they build houses.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Well, I do, yeah. I mean, that came largely because of the generosity of my old boss, Bill Marseille. And his donation to both schools, but they both schools. Well, actually, UND did a pretty good job of that whole thing. NDSU really bungled that thing up, something terrible.
Yeah.
You know, which is embarrassing when you have a donor give you something to do some good.
Name it after the Twins or some other name. I don't think we need to name it after the Grand Forks High School team or anybody else either. I think North Dakota is a good name.
Appreciate the call, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Appreciate it. Chuck and Bixby, give us a call today on the program. There's others that we're not going to have time for, I don't think, here. We'll go to this one here. Who's on line four? What's your name?
Hello? Colleen Pardo.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Adam. Hello. This
Turn
Colleen
the sound
Pardo.
Down. I'm sorry, your first name is?
Conway.
Conway. Hello, Conway. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit more about the oil, because I remember back in the 70s when you had the oil crunch and you had to get rid of all the Hemi cars because we're going to run out of oil so soon. It seemed like Obama's administration is, well, we know they're attacking coal, they're attacking oil, but we were able to get the oil prices way down. We don't even talk about the oil down in, like, you know, I got a brother-in-law works in Houston, and they're having the same thing. He's lost 70% of his business just because of, you know, the cutbacks and everything, and it'll go back up. But how much of this do you think is related to just the Obama
because I ran all the sediment dumping oil. All these countries that were supposed to be our allies.
Well, that's probably the biggest part of it. But I do think there is a part of this that is, our dollar policy, right? And because obviously, if you look at the dollar, the commodities go the opposite way of the dollar. So you've got oil goes the opposite way of the dollar, and a lot of commodities do. And there's smarter folks than me out there, but one of them is one Ron mentioned, Eugene Grainer. But that's a factor. There's no question about it. But there's also the OPEC factor, because they're very worried about what's happening here. We're out of time, folks. God darn it anyway. We'll do it tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Have you outgrown your space? Is it time to move your business to a larger building? Choose a steel building from Enterco Enterprises. Here's why. If you call now, Enterco has upgrade specials good only through the end of August. Work with the best in the industry, 100 years of experience, and they can get you into your new building fast. Call 701-277-7078 now for specials good through the end of August, or go to EnterCoEnterprises.com.
The days of forgetting to place part orders are long gone. Be ready to manage your entire equipment operation anytime from anywhere with the Case IH Online Parts Store. As your total solution for equipment management, Parts Store lets you connect with your dealer 24/7. Get faster access to genuine Case IH parts and stay organized on the go with the free MyShed mobile app. Visit Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow to talk to us about registering for Parts Store. Or search for us, partstore.caseih.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.